As we look out on the world today, we hear stories of pain and tragedy on the news. We encounter all sorts of people in our neighbourhoods, and we walk our own roads wherever they may take us. A question we could easily ask is, where is Jesus? Where is Jesus when the war in Ukraine rages? Where is Jesus when one of our loved ones is told that they have cancer? Where is Jesus in the horror of the Middle East? Where is Jesus on those days when getting out of bed just seems really difficult? Where is Jesus amongst the trauma of miscarriage? Where is Jesus when our own journey leads us along a road filled with pain and disappointment? 2,000 years ago, those two disciples were asking that question as they walked along a road away from Jerusalem to a village called Emmaus. Their leader, their hope, their friend, the Saviour of Israel, had been crucified 3 days earlier. Their words and their hearts were heavier than any of the supplies they carried home with them from their annual Passover pilgrimage to Jerusalem. They've heard this morning that some women have been saying that Jesus is alive. But they don't know this for themselves. Is this news just another disappointment to heap upon their already extinguished hope of a new future? Where is Jesus? And on this road of broken dreams, Jesus joins their journey. Their hope for a different future walks beside them. Yet, in a case of dark irony, it says, they were kept from recognizing him. Luke doesn't say why these two disciples who knew Jesus, who had spent time with Jesus, could not recognize him. I think I would probably recognize a friend who was walking beside me, particularly if they were on my mind, and particularly if I was literally talking about them. Yet in the Gospels, the resurrected Jesus often eludes easy identification. People, even those who knew Jesus very well, often do not recognize Jesus, even when he is standing in front of them. Mary Magdalene mistakes Jesus for a gardener. Peter doesn't realize that it's Jesus on the shore, telling him which side of the boat to throw his net. The two disciples do not realize that it's Jesus walking alongside them on the road to Emmaus. The resurrected Jesus is often missed. Divine presence is often mistaken as apparent absence. Divine presence is often mistaken as apparent absence. In the post-resurrection world, God's holy presence remains. But it didn't look like what the disciples had known. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to bring God's spiritual presence to this world, to replace Jesus' physical presence. God didn't leave the world after he was resurrected. Jesus is exalted as King, and with that power, he pours out the Holy Spirit upon this world. God's presence with us, beside us, around us, and in us. Yet this world often misses Jesus' presence and says that Jesus is not here. Jesus still lies in the tomb. Jesus is still dead. I think we often miss God's presence and say that God is not here. We often say that Jesus, he's still lying in the tomb. He's still dead. On our good days, maybe we can sometimes live like we don't need God's presence. When everything is going okay, it's easy to push God out of our lives and act like we are the kings of our life. But when it's hard, when we need a miracle, when we need comfort, when we need to know that we're not all alone in this world, we can often not recognize God. Humans often swing between this pendulum, where God is wanted one minute and then abandoned the next. In some senses, that's just a little picture of what's happened over these last 3 days at the cross and the resurrection and all the stories surrounding it. Jesus is both King of the world and outcast from the world. And this is often true for us. Jesus drifts between being essential for our lives and unimportant. Jesus swings from being king of our lives in one moment and an outcast from our lives in the next. Where is Jesus? Jesus is with us even when we don't recognize it. Where is Jesus? Jesus is king of our lives. Where is Jesus? Jesus is with us even when we outcast him from our lives. Jesus is with us along every road we travel, every heartbreak, every broken dream, every mistake, every trial, every doubt. If this is true, if Jesus is always with us, then why do we miss him? Why do we sometimes think he's absent? Why do we sometimes question whether he's still dead and lying inside the tomb? Luke doesn't tell us why the disciples did not recognize Jesus on the road to Emmaus. Instead, Luke allows the hidden details to serve as a mirror to the reader, a mirror to us. Did God limit their vision? Did Jesus look different to what they had expected or the person they had known? Did they have so vastly different expectations for the story that unfolded that they couldn't even comprehend that Jesus could be alive? Is their eyesight blinkered by misery? Has a lack of faith hindered their understanding? Do their wounded hearts blind them? Undoubtedly, we may see ourselves, our own reflection in this mirror. When we ask, where is Jesus? The text asks us to look deeply at ourselves. The road leading away from the holy city is ours. The soles of our shoes know the broken-hearted steps of a road away from an unrecognized resurrection, an unrecognized divine presence, an unrecognized friend. This week, I was at Bee's, who's my wife, at Granddad's funeral. He, like everyone else in Bee's family, was a vicar. Literally, everyone in her family is a vicar. And he lived until he was 95, and he had this really, really deep faith. And at the funeral, lots and lots of people shared stories about his life and how God had shaped his life and how God had shaped him. When you're at a funeral and can see a person's history in some senses mapped out in front of you from the beginning to the end, it is sometimes obvious the way that God has always been there. That's not to say that everything was easy or everything was pain-free, but when you hear 95 years spoken about, you can see the fingerprints of God even in the tough times. I think it's often easier to see God in our past than to see him in our present. If you think about your own life, many of you will probably be able to point to moments where God has shaped you or the path you've travelled along. It might not have been obvious at the time, but later we can point to these moments where God was with us. We can see God in our past, but sometimes we can't see God in our present. And the way Luke has written this passage holds up a mirror to our souls and forces us to grapple with the question, why? Is God limiting our vision of the Jesus who walks beside us? Does Jesus look vastly different to what we expect or the person we have known? Do we have so vastly different expectations for our story that we can't even comprehend that another story might be being written? Is our eyesight blinkered by either success or by misery? Has a lack of trust in God hindered our understanding? Do our wounded hearts blind us? The question raised in this passage is not, where is Jesus? The question raised is, why don't the disciples recognize him? Why don't we recognize him? Cleopas tells Jesus, "We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. Some of our women amazed us when they told the story of Jesus being alive. But the disciples did not see Jesus." These are the words of a vulnerable heart searching for a spiritual life among the fragments of broken dreams. The stranger walking alongside them responds by connecting the drama of the past few days to God's saving purposes throughout the whole Old Testament. Yet the two disciples still just don't really get it. Luke gives no indication that they realize that they are walking alongside Jesus. He only says it was getting late. As they arrived at Emmaus, Jesus is maybe prepared to leave them and allow them to continue on without him. It's obvious that Jesus doesn't want to leave them, as it says, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But Jesus gave them a choice to continue on without him. Jesus always allows us to continue on without him, but Jesus always wants us to invite him in. The love of Jesus is such that we are free to turn our backs, to close the door of our hearts, and to bolt our minds shut in fear of what inviting him in might involve. But the love of Jesus is also such that he will always hover and wait for that invite. And we believe that whenever we invite Jesus into our lives, he will come. But we also believe that if we close the door to Jesus, he will not leave that door, however tight we shut it and however many bolts we put on it. Jesus is always waiting to be invited in every moment, in every situation, in every heartache, in every mistake, in every life. I wonder if there's anywhere in our lives where we've locked the door to Jesus, where Jesus is maybe hovering, waiting for an invite, but we've just said no. The story reaches its climax at a meal that Jesus and the two disciples share together. Jesus takes the bread that's on hand, and in the blessing and in the breaking, new life and new eyes are offered. In a moment of tangible love, the rays of Easter's sunshine have illuminated the crypt of their entombed hopes. The weary travellers feel alive. Their hearts are renewed. The witness of the women who had proclaimed, "He is alive," is now their story too. In the breaking of bread, the beams of resurrection's dawn have reached about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Their burning hearts heal their blind eyes and quicken their weary souls for a 7-mile nighttime run in the moonlight of Easter. Their sacred city is made holy again, and their pilgrimage of faith has only just begun. Where was Jesus? Jesus was always with them, even when they didn't recognize him. Where is Jesus? Jesus is always with this world, with our communities, with our families, with our church, with us, even if we don't recognize him. Jesus might not look like what we expect, but he is alongside us on the road of broken dreams. His loving story of redemption saturates the history of this world. He walks through this world waiting at the door of people's lives. He is found in the breaking of bread and in hearts being brought back to life. Jesus is with us. Jesus is with you. Jesus is alive.